This morning, we've checked in on several aspects of the sporting world, and now we're going to turn to the world of books. And today's guest on Summer Reading loves to blend the two. Paul Kennedy is an author, journalist, and senior sports reporter here at the ABC. Welcome to Summer Reading on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Barbara. Always good to speak to you. I'm very excited by taking your call.
Thank you. Now, with the Ashes going on, are you finding much time to read?
I'm reading more than ever because the crickets, and don't tell anyone from England, but I've really find the last two tests of the Ashes series have been dead rubbers. So like, I'm trying to get excited, but I've been doing more reading than watching cricket, probably for the first time in my life.
Wow. And what are you reading?
Well, there's a bunch of books I'm reading. I'm not even sure how much I can say about this, but the New South Wales Library has a competition every year. I think it's one of the most prestigious in Australia, certainly right up there for autobiography and memoir. And I'm one of the judges, so I'm actually reading about 100 books that have been published in the last 12 months. For memoir and autobiography. So I'm absolutely reading a truckload of those.
100?
Yeah. So I'm loving it. They're so different too. You know, they're you know, biographies on famous people. There's family histories in there. Definitely some good ones in there. And ones that you would never have heard of as well. They're sort of like the ones that I've... You know, when you open a book and you think, is this the treasure that no one else has got to read? So, yeah, I'm really enjoying those, but there's heaps of other things that I'm sort of reading and dipping in and out of as well. So it's...
Yeah, tell us something else. Yeah, you probably can't say which of those ones in the competition you like.
Well, I'm not sure. I probably can, but anyway, these ones are more interesting to me. I've got a bit of a story, and tell me to shut up when I, because it's one of those things, I'm telling people about this podcast I'm listening to, but it's worth it in this context. I was chasing down an interview that one of my favourite authors did, Tobias Wolff, and he was being interviewed. I just click on Spotify and I search through. He's being interviewed by this guy called Michael Silverblatt. The shortest story possible I can give you is that Michael Silverblatt started a radio show in 1989. He did it for free for 5 years. It was this LA radio station, public service. Anyway, he became famous for interviewing authors and did it for another 35 years. And KCRW, this radio station, has put all of those interviews online. So I've gone back to 89 and I'm going through listening to these interviews with authors like Elmore Leonard back in, you know, this sort of as a younger man, David Foster Wallace is getting interviewed, Bret Easton Ellis, Amy Tan. So all these great authors right as they start their career. So I've been listening to those and then ordering the books and reading these books and getting them in. One of them I've had sitting on my shelf for a long time is by Richard Ford called The Sports Writer.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Ford wrote these three books, a trilogy on a guy called Frank Bascom. And in the first one, he's a sports writer. So it's sort of almost holding a mirror up to what I'm doing in my life as a middle-aged guy facing many middle-aged crises. But
another interview.
But I've put it off. I don't know why. I just said it's been on my shelf for a long time, this book by Richard Ford. But now I'm loving it. So that is one recommendation I can give. It's older. It was written in the 80s, a sports writer. But the follow-up, the sequel, was Independence Day. That won a Pulitzer Prize. And so many people would have heard of the trilogy. But I'm loving Richard Ford at the moment.
So between that and your competition books, I can imagine there's not much cricket being viewed. But do you find you want to read a lot of sports books or what other genres are you drawn to?
I'm sort of heavy nonfiction. I just went through my bookshelf and tidied it up over summer. The family was away. I was home at Christmas by myself, so I thought I'll tidy up the bookshelf, and I worked out I'm probably like 70% nonfiction and 30% fiction, something that I hope to fix in the future. But yeah, I've got a lot of sports books. I love memoir, and I like different memoir. So for instance, one book that came out that your listeners will have heard of quite a lot about in the last 12 months, Helen Garner went back and wrote about her grandson's football team. It's called The Season. So for me, and I bought this for my 13-year-old for Christmas, knowing that I was going to get to read it because I'd been planning to anyway, and I've been waiting to savour it. I'm pleased to say that he's absolutely loving it. But it's Helen Garner just following this local junior footy team, and I'm a junior footy coach, and Helen Garner is one of my favourite writers of all time. So that's what I look for when I go to a book. It's beautiful writing. It's a unique story. If there's sport in there, then that's great because I understand it. It doesn't need to be, but I sort of tend to follow my own interests, I guess, like everyone else.
Yeah, you know, I tried that one and I just couldn't get into it, but perhaps that's because I don't understand it and I didn't have that connection to the sport. I wanted to like it, but I just couldn't. But
it's different. It's different from Helen Garner, right?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it's for a different audience, people who know what she's writing about. And my son is not a big reader. I've got three boys and I've written books that they haven't read. So and they haven't read, I don't want to embarrass them, but maybe their friends aren't listening. They haven't read a lot of books, and I think that's probably typical of their age and their generation. But my 13-year-old's reading the book, and you know, he said to me, because I said to him, "You're finished with that? Because I want to have a look at it." He said, "No, I'm just leaving the last 30 pages. I'm going through it slowly. I want to savour it." Now, whether he's heard me say that about a book and he's just trying to win brownie points, I'm not sure. But I think he really loves it because he goes to training in the middle of winter and he, you know, he's with his mates and that's what it's all about. So, yeah,
wow,
if people know that part of life, I'm sure they'll like it. And anything from Helen Garner is great anyway.
Well, thank you so much. Recommendations for books, getting your 13-year-old engaged in reading and podcasts.
Finally, yeah. No worries, Barbara. Thank you.